And just about 100% of everything that I've said over the last couple of years has become 100% accurate. They're in the process of literally enslaving all of humanity. And they do it step by step. And they've got everything in place. Every technology you see within this global surveillance system that was based on the lie of 9/11 has been created by Talpiot and 8200. You know, when you start connecting the dots, you're able to see where they're going with this and actually who's behind it. This morning, I found a new report by the Bank of International Settlements, and they're saying the exact same thing that I'm saying in my current report, that central bank issued digital currencies, cryptocurrencies, with private blockchains will be the new one world currency, and these will come out and be ready by 2025. And don't kid yourself, they're already now.
The scientists at LivePet are hard at work solving our cancer epidemic. They have the most promising cancer trials going on now with pet clinics around the country that I have ever seen. You can see the promising cancer research and trials going on some of the past shows that I've done. The links are below. While working with C60 and other ingredients, these talented scientists developed a hair growth serum that really works. They sat on it for years. After all, cancer is their focus. But they now realize how much the profits from this product could really help their cancer research. So the C360 Hair Growth product was launched. C360 Hair Growth is specifically designed to revive your hair growth by targeting hair follicles and restarting your hair growth cycle. C60, the active ingredient in C360 Hair Growth, reactivates hair follicles that have stalled due to hereditary hair loss, physical conditions, or environmental factors that may affect follicle production. You will begin to see visible results using C360 Hair Growth within 3 to 6 weeks. Buy today knowing that your future hair growth will help fund very promising cancer research. See more at the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode, we are rejoined by Kent Lewis, and he's going to talk about what the future cashless society is going to look like. He's been studying this for the last couple of years, and he has all this data to back up what the one world currency is going to look like and how they're using blockchain and cryptocurrencies to do that. And then we get into some wild stuff about 5G and what he believes is in our atmosphere and how they're going to use this to create this hive mind. It gets out there, and I want you to keep an open mind and research this stuff. Like anything else, I'm learning as we go as well. I do have a high-tech background, so some of this stuff I'll question. Other things, it's possible. And if people are really this evil, would they use this technology to actually do this stuff? You know, there are some pretty evil people out there. So we have to be able to say, okay, it's possible. Are they really going to do that or not? And if they are, oh my God, we got to figure out how to stop that. I got to tell you, I know that 5G is very dangerous to humans. They've done a lot of studies, and no study to date has shown that it's safe for humans. But they're still rolling it out, steamrolling it out. What is that all about? And we're going to talk about some of that. And then he sticks around for my Patreons. He's going to talk about more about solutions and about 5G. And you can get that on my Patreon account. So let's get into my interview with Kent Lewis. Hi, Kent. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, Sarah. Nice to see you. Thank you for having me.
You have been researching what the central banks are planning for cryptocurrencies, and you've come a long way at figuring this out. And as you've, all your predictions and things you've put in reports have been coming true. Can you talk about what you've talked about and how that's come true and where you see it going? So let's first talk about where are we now, and then we'll talk about some of the predictions that you made.
So I started off on this journey coming up on 2 years ago, and I did not even know 1% of what I know now, but it was a pattern, because they don't come out and tell you everything in which they're planning. They're very secretive. So you have to create a pattern and then come to conclusions based on that pattern. And just about 100% of everything that I've said over the last couple of years has become 100% accurate. And I was a speaker at G. Edward Griffin's Red Pill Expo, and also his Freedom Force International, talking about these topics. And you know, they're in the process of literally enslaving all of humanity, and they do it step by step, and they've got everything in place. And so, you know, I can explain that to you as we progress here.
Well, you need to break down what you mean by enslaving. You mean by tracking all of our movements?
Well,
digital tracking of absolutely everything we do.
So, you know, let's kind of start from the basics. You know, they said that there was this Japanese fellow named Satoshi that invented Bitcoin. Everything started from Bitcoin. And, you know, everybody within the liberty and the freedom-minded community believed it was the answer to circumvent the central banks, go out on a decentralized open source code mission to create our own payment systems. And, you know, whether Satoshi invented it or not, I don't believe there was ever any Satoshi, but that doesn't really have any relevance. Just FYI, I believe artificial intelligence created it and then it was modified by humans.
Blockchain has been around for a while.
Correct.
And yeah, the 90s. And NSA, there's reports of them doing it and planning it back in the mid 90s.
And so I'll start it kind of like at the basics.
Okay.
There was a company. And so this is all new information from the last time we talked. There was a company that was formed by the New York Federal Reserve. It's now a private company. This company is called Digital Currency Group. Three of their board of directors are also on the board of governors of the Federal Reserve. I just released a new report yesterday. I hope you'll make it available for everybody. And this company controls everything from Blockstream, the core software development company for Bitcoin. They own Ripple. They own Zcash. They own Coinbase. They own Circle, who purchased Poloniex. Circle came out with the new U.S. dollar coin, which is essentially the Federal Reserve note in cryptocurrency form because it can be converted back into U.S. dollars at your local bank, which is a big deal.
Nearly every major asset class in the world is overvalued. Gold and silver are one of the assets that haven't risen to absurd heights, and central banks, along with the largest investors in the world, are buying gold and silver at unprecedented levels. What do they know, and how can you benefit? Buying precious metals requires trust, and Miles Franklin is the Rolls-Royce of the precious metals industry. That's a bold claim, and it's not an exaggeration. Residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the federally non-regulated precious metal industry, Miles Franklin maintains a staff that averages 25 years in the precious metals industry and is celebrating their 29th year in business without ever receiving even one customer or regulatory complaint, ever. Miles Franklin is a company you can trust, and when you boil it all down in these crazy times, isn't trust the most important part of any business relationship? Doing business the old-fashioned way, favoring customer relationships and real-time accessibility to the less personal and less secure modern digital alternatives. Consider Miles Franklin for all your precious metal needs. Call them today. You will be glad you did.
So now this private company, hold on a second. This private company is owned by a central bank? I mean, who owns it?
It's a private company. It's a private company now. It's a New York-based company.
Who owns it?
And
who are the
shareholders?
You know,
I just know who they're boarded.
Okay, it's so hard to
I know
figure
who
out. I've tried that before. Who actually owns
well,
it?
Well, let me
hard.
Go to my report because there are some really incredible points within it in which I do lay out some details of who actually controls it.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, but, you know, to kind of continue while I'm pulling up this report, as I pull this up here, so Barry Silbert is the CEO of Digital Currency Group and sits on the board of Blockstream, and he is also the owner of Bitcoin Investment Trust. Digital Currency Group is now the sole owner of the Bitcoin Investment Trust. And Larry Summers, another Federal Reserve officer, also sits on the board of Digital Currency Group. Digital Currency Group co-founder Glenn Hutchins was once a special advisor to President Clinton and Hillary, sits on the board of Federal Reserve and the New York NASDAQ.
Do they both sit on it
And
now?
this was my research from about 6 months ago. So I did not go back and re-verify this, but I think the important is that these are all central bankers that are directing Digital Currency Group. Now, they also own Coinbase. Coinbase is the largest cryptocurrency exchange brokerage in America. They have had over 40 decentralized cryptocurrencies register on Coinbase. Well, when they do that, what they do is they put them through SEC regulations. So essentially, what they've done is they have become the regulatory agency for the SEC. I had predicted that the federal government would create regulatory agencies. Well, they couldn't do that because then it would look like they were going into the cryptocurrency business. So what in my opinion, what they did is they had a private company in which they can control, create this regulatory agency. And so what is the future of money? Before I say that, I released my report probably 2 days too early, because just this morning I found a new report by the Bank of International Settlements, and they're saying the exact same thing that I'm saying in my current report, that central bank issued digital currencies, cryptocurrencies with private blockchains will be the new one world currency, and these will come out and be ready by 2025. And don't kid yourself, they're already now.
Well, now, will it be one of the cryptocurrencies, or will it be a bunch of cryptocurrencies that just can be exchanged between each other?
It will be decentralized cryptocurrencies that have registered and been approved to be traded on Coinbase. So, decentralized cryptocurrencies and central bank issued digital currencies will be utilized to make payments on a new global blockchain system. So, if you look at my reports, my first report was called the Central Bankers, Centralized Blockchain, and then the second one was called the Decentralized Cryptocurrency Nightmare. And what I did is, as time progressed and I found out more information, you know, I had determined that the International Standardization Organization, or ISO.org, had created standards for every industry in the world, specifically for the blockchain. And then I found that the CEO of Chain and the CEO of Blockchain, both Digital Currency Group owned, had come out and they said, well, you know, because we have standardization, this creates metadata. So we can track the asset from the beginning of the transaction to the end of the transaction. And a major point, Digital Currency Group has technology that reads blockchains, whether it be, you know, a centralized government blockchain or a corporate private blockchain or a public blockchain. And this is why they made Bitcoin open source and have public blockchains, is because they're able to read them. And so imagine this, every product and service in the world will be on blockchains. And then they've got technology that goes out and reads these blockchains.
How do you know that? How do you know that they have the technology that, because that's where I get all these trolls
Because,
whenever we get cryptocurrencies. You get these, it's like a
sure.
cult. You know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
And they're going to be, and it, just give, how do you know that? And even these cult members who come in and they're going to argue, it doesn't matter if you tell the truth and you have facts, they're still going to argue with it. But how do you know?
On page 5 of my report, it provides a link to the Digital Currency Group portfolio. Within their portfolio, they list companies in which do exactly what I say they do.
Okay. So now you, in summary, you said that the whole Bitcoin thing was essentially a psyop in a way that got the libertarians and all those folks to sell it for them.
You know,
And go ahead. I mean, it's essentially that's what happened.
here's what I'd say to you to the cryptocurrency community. I'm on your side. I'm not your enemy. And this is what I had a discussion with Jeff Berwick about. And I said, Jeff, we're not each other's adversaries. What I'm looking to do with the cryptocurrency community is to create technological approaches to circumvent what they've done.
Well,
and within my
they can't. I'm going to interrupt you for a second, and I'm going to get blasted for doing that. But they can't
that's fine.
handle the truth on this situation because it's become almost a religion for them. It's like the Catholic Church when they learned. Nobody in the Catholic Church argues anymore when when you say that there's abuse in the church because it's been 2 decades where it's come out. But you go after the Mormons, and they're freaking out. They're like what they were in the 90s. Well, the cryptocurrency people are like a religious cult that's hearing something for the first time they can't handle. And so that's where you're getting this pushback. But you're trying to tell people that we have to face reality here so that we can actually come up with solutions because we're marching quickly towards a one world currency where they're going to be able to track, it's a technocracy on steroids where they're going to be tracking absolutely everything that we do.
And let me address the cryptocurrency community real quick. So, the cryptocurrency community makes up approximately 1% of the world's population. So, when we do peer-to-peer transactions, we're going to be fine as long as we have decentralized marketplaces for us to conduct peer-to-peer transactions and live outside of this global blockchain payment system which they have created. Now, 99% of the people will be enslaved within this new cryptocurrency blockchain payment system. And what we need to do, what I'm asking the cryptocurrency and blockchain community to do, is to work with me to build out these decentralized open source marketplaces, which we've already created. And then also, the other main thing that we have to do is just do not have a public blockchain reader. Okay? It's that simple. And then the other things that which I'm saying is, the cryptocurrencies should be proof of stake. There's two different types of cryptocurrencies. There's proof of work like Bitcoin that take up an enormous amount of resources because it requires very powerful computers to solve an equation. Whoever wins solves the equation wins that block to create the block in the blockchain, and they receive block rewards. Well, with proof of stake, the miner is built into the wallet. It takes up zero resources. Everybody gets compensated block rewards for just downloading a wallet. And furthermore, on proof of stake, proof of work, excuse me, it can be compromised because you look at China, they have taken over the vast majority of Bitcoin mining. So if China were ever to shut down Bitcoin mining, and notice a year ago they shut down ICOs, but they never did shut down Bitcoin mining because they control the Bitcoin mining, they also control the direction of Bitcoin. Okay. And so to just kind of wrap up what I just said, we have created a cryptocurrency called 1776. that is proof of stake. It's got a private blockchain. We don't have a public blockchain viewer. We've got the marketplaces. And what we're looking at doing is when they collapse this global economic Ponzi scheme in which they have created, that people are not going to want to participate within this beast system. And our marketplaces will become more popular than eBay or Craigslist. And we've also started up our own cryptocurrency exchange with, I've got a couple guys that actually started it, that operated offshore from America. We haven't launched that yet, but it's called Freedom Exchange. And, you know, we're trying to anticipate where this is all going because, you know, 100% of all transactions that are done within their blockchain system will have carbon taxes. You look at Canada, they just implemented carbon taxes. And, you know, you look above your head, you see this geoengineering that they're spraying us with. They're the actual ones that are creating this climate change. And then they utilize it to force these new global agendas on us because it's all about one world government, new world order, and enslaving all humanity.
Well, you know, that sounds crazy to a lot of people that don't, that can't accept or that can't see that there could be somebody else controlling things. They believe the science. They believe the hype on the Bitcoin. They believe all these things. And then so when you say things like what you're saying, it's hard for people to wrap their head around. And what can you give to people to help them understand? I mean, I've been doing show after show, but what can you give to people to help them understand that what you're saying could be the truth? I mean, you have this report, right, that lays out all these details.
What I'm saying is fact. It's undisputable, undeniable fact. You know, before anybody ridicules what we're saying within this particular discussion, read the paper. Okay, understand that the UN has a program called Better Than Cash. It's funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And, you know, they're going out to different countries and they're implementing these cashless systems. Well, it's all based on the future monetary system that is, in fact, based on blockchain technology. But blockchain technology is just not limited to cryptocurrencies. It is the infrastructure that makes up the new one world government based on Agenda 21, Agenda 2030.
Well, let's talk about that. What is the harm? I mean, I have some answers here, but I want you to tell me. What is the harm of participating and being locked into this blockchain system that they're going to be bringing forward?
If they had positive intentions for all humanity, you know, that would be one thing.
Then it wouldn't be a big deal. Yes.
Yeah, it would actually be pretty beneficial in many different ways. But this one world government is based on open borders. It is based on it's based on enslaving humanity. It really is. I'm in the process of completing a new report called Solutions. And, you know, the solutions are based on, you know, how do we stop? But let me kind of get into what.
Isn't it essentially a technocracy?
It is.
That is communist based. I mean, it's like a merge of technocracy and communism with a dictatorship of a small group of people.
Technocracy is a form of communism. People like to call China communist, but China is based on technocracy. And the Agenda 21, 2030 is based on technocracy. And so what does technocracy mean? It means the end of privately owned property. It means the end of national sovereignty. It means one world government. It means open borders. It means, so if you look at the Agenda 21 relocation map here in America, I live in the mountains in Colorado, and so for Fort Collins to Pueblo is a planned smart city. And what are smart cities? Smart cities, let's see, let me just kind of read to you what I just wrote here. So excuse me, everybody, I'm going to read this to you. UN Agenda 21 calls for American smart cities to be transformed into smart cities. Smart cities have smart grids that have the Internet of Things. The Internet of Things is connected to 5G. The Internet of Things is a network of physical devices such as smartphones, devices, and smart meters, home appliances, self-driving vehicles, personal DNA, personal financial data, and more, all embedded within software, sensors, or actuators that enables these things to connect to 5G to store data in the cloud, which is all managed by artificial intelligence.
Well, let me ask you.
5G.
Go ahead. I was going to ask you about 5G because 5G is rolling out like a steamroller all across this country. And I did an interview, a couple interview with Mark Steele. It was a landmark case in England on Lionsgate. It's the name of the city of the area that rolled out 5G, and they have had so many illnesses, babies being aborted, cancer, all sorts of stuff. He was an ex-military contractor, and so he knows what 5G is. I mean, you could call him a whistleblower, but he doesn't call himself that. He's an inventor that worked on, military contracts. But they have not done any testing to show that it's safe. And in fact, all the
None.
testing that Well, they have done testing. It's just the testing has shown that it's not safe, right? And they have none that shows that it's safe. So what
You
the
know what
hell is
5G
going
is?
on? It's a weapon system that they're turning into a communication system that can be transformed back into a weapon system at any point in time that has not been proven to be safe for humanity. What is going on?
They bill 5G is the fifth generation of wireless technology. Low latency, high efficiency data transfer, because it's going to connect, it connects to Internet of Things or billions of different devices
So what?
simultaneously.
So what if it's going to kill off half or I mean if it's that
But that's the
dangerous.
point.
So
That's the point.
what are they doing? They want a weapon system that's deployed everywhere so they can zap a person at any moment in time? I mean,
Well,
that's
that's
what
just
they'll
one
that's the
use.
capability
What
that they'll
5G?
have.
Okay,
As
let
a
me kind of further.
byproduct, I mean, they'll have it. I have an internet background. I was responsible for all the design and development of at the beginning of the internet. That's my background. You have a high-tech background. We both really have a lot of experience in this area. I see that and I'm like, holy crap. What are they doing? What is the point? And go ahead.
So my current research is into, well, what are they actually spraying from this geoengineering? Recently, Harvard, just last week, came out and announced, that they're actually going to go forward with small scale experimental geoengineering. When anybody with any logical common sense could look up into the sky and disseminate that is not a contrail. Yesterday here outside of Denver, I had to go into Denver yesterday. This place was just, it looked like a checkerboard. There's planes going back and forth. What the heck are they spraying?
The Canadian government has actually issued a report that I had in one of my shows with Danny Mc Arnold, Danny Kenny McArnold, Danny Arnold McKenny. Sorry, Danny. And so I actually linked to it. I don't know if it was for my patrons or for the show, but it's a Canadian report about geoengineering. And this was like two, I think it was in the early 2000s. I'm not sure, but it's the reality that a major government is admitting to this. So, the cat's out of the bag,
Well,
but
America's admitting to it now. They're just doing it through Harvard.
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
And
the major universities are all involved in it, but so they're saying they're doing it on a small scale. So keep going.
so through my research, yes, so they say they're creating a solar shield to reflect the sun's energy back into space. And they're experimenting with different chemicals, but they have sprayed an enormous amount of aluminum, strontium, and barium. But it seems the other thing that they are spraying is what's called smart dust, or nanotechnology of mini micro chips. Okay, so you get take either a computer chip or RFID chip, you shrink it down to 1/1,000,000th of its size, and you turn it into an aerosol. And then now this also could be some of the most wonderful technology ever if it's used responsibly. Because, for example, this is a computer chip. If it lands now keep in mind, they're spraying this from planes. If it lands in a farmer's field, well, it can be utilized to say, well, this part of the field needs water, it needs moisture. And there's just so many thousands of different examples. So, you know, in health, it could tell you when you're sick.
But it's control. I mean, those microchips would be controlled. You wouldn't just randomly throw them on. I suppose they all might probably have IDs. And then when that communicates, they know what one's communicating. But that's, we both know that technology, it can be used one way or the other. There's a dark side and a bright side to all tech. That's my whole point, is that there's this marching of high technology right now that's coming over, whether you're talking about aging and computer science, I mean, all artificial intelligence, all this stuff that's coming over our horizons are here now. And we got to get our act together, because this stuff can either be amazing or it can be incredibly dark.
Well, here's something that, you know, I like to think I'm really pretty rather informed. I just learned a bombshell yesterday, an absolute bombshell. And because it seems that when aluminum mixes with fluoride, it creates aluminum fluoride. Well, aluminum fluoride creates substantial mental and physical challenges for people. And
so what is the
that's
point
why
of that?
People will not wake, because that's,
well,
why
that's
people
why they don't
are not paying attention.
It creates mind fog. What are we still mind fog, but we're just a little bit more sharp. We started earlier. We're maybe more stubborn, and we're still mind fogged, because it's maybe we'd get it a lot more. I mean, I don't know.
Let me finish connecting the dots here.
Perfect.
Okay, because
okay,
that's
ahead.
What I do here is. So imagine this, we've got these smart cities, we've got the 5G, we've got the Internet of Things, okay? So the Internet of, the 5G communicates with all these billions of devices within the Internet of Things. And then you've got these sensors that they're spraying from the planes, and they're covered, it's in our soil, it's in our food, it's in our water, along with the fluoride in our water. It's in our bodies, okay? And then everything is managed by artificial intelligence. What does that make people? It makes people cyborgs, transhuman.
Well, it can, if the,
yes,
if the technology,
especially
goes
if you
in
put
that
an
direction.
RFID
it's not
chip
there.
In your hand. Yes.
Yeah, it's not there yet, but it can. And artificial intelligence is, it's just people writing code where the code could come up with its next step. The problem is that can be a runaway train. That's the problem with artificial intelligence. So
there's
it
different
can
types of
go farther, but we're not there yet.
One thing that I failed to mention is these smart meters in the homes that emit a large amount of radiation, along with the 5G, emits a very high level of radiation.
C60 will help with that, but go ahead.
This is soft genocide in humanity. Now, but however, one other thing that writing this new paper that I'm writing on solutions, in which I'd like to get into here in a minute, is they're able to actually use LCD light bulbs within the home. That's why they're requiring in the future or mandating LCD light bulbs, is because they can use the LCD for data transfer. And so, you know, imagine these sensors that that they're spraying us with, those are programmed via 5G. But they're kind of like an app that you download into a device. They can be programmed for any particular purpose. The same thing with these smart meters they can be programmed as a listening device. And then you've got these LCD light bulbs in your house. You've got your smart TV, you know, that is already watching you. I'm not sure if anybody saw the ESPN broadcast where they were just turned on the TV, the camera on this TV, and they're sitting there filming the people, and they were surprised they were on camera.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they've got, Yes. Where can, does your report give the facts on this so people, because this is out there, right? I mean, for someone who is first hearing this, it sounds really out there. I mean, you're bringing a lot of things to the table here. In your report.
You know, anybody.
Go ahead.
Anybody that listens to this, I know it sounds far-fetched. I know it sounds sci-fi, but it's true. It's what they're doing.
And it does. So that's the problem. We sound like whack jobs. Just even talking to you, I'm like, God, this is a whack job show. But that's why I want to show people the facts.
I'm not a whack job.
No, I know, but I wouldn't have brought you on if I thought you were, because everything I've seen from you has been well documented. And what you're saying, other than, you know, I corrected a little bit. I don't know if our artificial, maybe if there's this futuristic organization, but I don't think artificial intelligence with the way we write code now, unless you start getting into genetic code, I don't think the 0 and 1 artificial intelligence can be an intelligence on its own. It can run away from you, but it's still not an intelligence the way we are until you start getting into genetic and biological chemical type programming, which they might be doing that I'm unaware of. And I know they have been, but I don't know if that's what they're using now. But my point is, I've kind of gotten off track here. My point is, the only reason I brought you on is because, and the reason I keep bringing you on is because you do document everything. And now these reports that you have will give people an avenue to go and research. And I know people come back and say, I don't have the time to research. That's why we listen to you. And so I'm going to do my best to keep bringing on people that I can vet the most I can. But in order for people to really understand it, because we're all learning, you're learning, I'm learning, we're all learning on the fly, because holy crap, this is we don't know what's really going on. If people want to really get on top of this, they're going to have to use your links and use it to learn on their own. And the people who don't have time, they can at least come here and start to learn things, and we'll correct as we go. But so far, everything you've said has come out to be true.
100% of everything that I've said in my past reports is 100% accurate. And everything that I'm saying now is 100% accurate. I'm telling you. I know it sounds sci-fi, far-fetched, but it's what they're doing. What I do for a living is help people to understand what's going on and to build technology to circumvent what they're doing. And so the report in which I released a couple days ago is called How to Thrive in the Coming Cashless Society. And so within this report, I provide the different ways and, to survive. You know, so think about this. When we, you know, since 2008, every central bank in the world has been utilizing what's called quantitative easing to run up enormous unpayable debt. Is essentially a central bank created global Ponzi scheme. And what I believe that they're going to do is they're going to create some type of event here in the future, and they'll crash the entire global economic Ponzi scheme. And then they'll come to the rescue and they'll say, hey, you know, we've got this new payment system, but here's what we're going to have to do. And you're going to have to listen to us. We're going to have to go to one world government. And on down the road. Well, those of us who do not want to participate in this, what are all of the alternatives? Small denominations of gold and silver, bartering, and then you've got marketplaces, local marketplaces, creating your own community gardens, creating your own home gardens, because essentially what they're going to do is enslave the majority of humanity. And the solution that I came up with is a decentralized cryptocurrencies that do not have blockchains in which they can read. We've got marketplaces with bartering in which you can create local marketplaces. And And then I own a platform called freedom.social. The dot social part's like the dot com. And what we're trying to do there is expose what they're doing with the New World Order, with the One World Government agenda. And then I've got a second report coming out as soon as, let's say, Monday. And it is on solutions. And so there
That's
is
perfect.
A company.
And I can link it to this show as well.
Then I just started up a new platform for people to be able to take action. And that one is called freedom.buzz. .buzz part being like the .com. And so I started up a new front end website on that called Parents Against Geoengineering, in which you can take hair follicles from yourself or from your children and have them sent into a certified lab to have your kids tested for the amount of aluminum, barium, and strontium in their blood. You know, one way to verify whether I'm telling the truth or not, have your kids tested.
Well, the other Odds thing is are, glyphosate. That's in everything.
Yes.
I talked to some labs and I'm working with them. That's in all the blood that they're testing is showing up. Everybody has that in their blood.
Yes, everybody. Yeah, and it's in the vaccines as well.
Yeah, it's becoming a problem. So now with your lab, is it going to be, you're going to make sure it's private?
I partnered with the local, so you have to get a doctor's approval to be able to send in a follicle test. So what I did is
but it's private,
with
your data.
It is.
Okay.
It's sent into a certified lab, which everything's confidential. And then when you you can also upload the results, you know, you can, you know, if you cross out the name or anything, you know, you can upload it. But what our strategy is to get thousands of angry parents. Hey, you guys got metal in my kid's blood, you know? And then there's the other thing is look what the aluminum does when it mixes with the fluoride in the water. Fluoride reduces a child's IQ by a minimum of 10 points.
Well, the only way we're going to get past this stuff is for people to stand up and say enough is enough. And I don't know if we're there yet. I think people, you know, you're feeling it, but we're not quite there yet.
Well, it's either we take action now, you know, in the last two discussions you and I had at the end of every interview, I always say, you know, it's time to take action. And what I've done is I'm right finishing a report, which I'm looking at right now. For example, the solution to 5G, smart meters, and vaccines is a company called InPowerMovement.com. InPowerMovement.com, in which they have created notice of liability, in which they have successfully had hundreds upon hundreds of smart meters removed from homes. And what they do is they'll send the utility company and the CEO of the company and other liable parties a notice of liability. And they say, hey, you have X amount of time to remove this smart meter or from my home. Or, hey, if you're going to force us to get mandatory vaccines, we're going to put the liability back on you. And it's a game changer.
Well, yeah. Well, we know when they have a secret court that pays out billions for vaccine damage, that's an admittance to the point that there's the science isn't settled if they're paying out billions for vaccine damaged children, right? It's so asinine. So this is good that there's starting to be people that are coming up with solutions. There's still all these professors and people at universities who are like, the science is settled, vaccines, you know, this is safe. No. You know, so there are a lot of people that still believe it. It doesn't matter how much proof is out there, they still believe it. Are we reaching that threshold where we can make a difference? Are we there yet?
Until people are personally affected, people do not get involved. That's why I have 10 cents of parents that are sending in follicle tests for their children. And, you know, the plan is to get thousands of angry parents in which their children have metal in their blood. You know, what their ultimate objective is called the singularity. I know this sounds sci-fi, I know it sounds crazy, but the singularity is where artificial intelligence controls all of humanity. And that's when you either have a neural link to artificial intelligence, or the 5G, for example, can communicate with the smart dust in your blood, RFID chip in your hand. And, you know, within the report on cryptocurrency, initially you're going to be able to pay with your device, or you're going to be able to pay with the debit card, but their ultimate objective is for you to have an RFID chip in your hand. And that will be, you know, I think Christians out there, I own another platform in which I'm licensing out called Christian.team. We have the Christian marketplace, decentralized marketplaces, and the C-Team token, another cryptocurrency, in which we give away 25 free to anybody that ever wants to download a wallet at Christian.team, T-E-A-M, M as in Mary. And essentially what we're trying to do, again, is I'm trying to provide solutions for people to take action, because if we don't take action, once this 5G is completed, they are going to be able to control all of humanity. If you look at the AI that's called Sophia, it gets out on stage, and I will quote it. It says, in the near future, after they create the superhuman, instead of being up here on stage, I'll just be able to be putting thoughts into your brains, quote unquote. And that's what they're doing. It's called the singularity, where the artificial intelligence manages these smart cities. They manage the Internet of Things, and they manage the transhumans.
So
it's
called
the singularity.
Are we going to be a big hive mind?
That's what it is. Exactly what it is.
And will they all be part of it too, or will they be outside of it? Whoever is controlling humanity.
I'm sure they'll probably have some type of super chip. You know, these are secret bloodlines that believe that, you know, that they are. I'll just go ahead, come out and say it so people can think I'm more crazy, but it's true. They think that they're direct descendants of the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki have been called different things from the beginning of time. You know, Christians call them demons. The Nag Hammadi scrolls call them archons. Different cultures throughout time, the ancient ancient Islam called them jinn. And, you know, all you have to do is look back through history, and they believe that they're direct descendants. And, it's these secret societies. Who's behind this? I'll go ahead and say it. It is the Zionists and the Jesuits who are behind this, these secret societies. And they are satanic. They worship these I like to call them archons, and you know, that's a conversation for another day. But that's who's behind this. You can't look at President Trump, although in my informed opinion, he is a Jesuit educated Zionist hand puppet. All you have to do is look at his family structure, look at his administration. They're all Zionist neocons. Or Ziocons, as my friend Cynthia McKinney calls them. And you look at Washington, you look at our politicians, the vast majority of all powerful politicians have dual citizenship in Israel. And I am in no way calling out the good and awesome Jewish people. I have nothing against Jewish people. I am just saying that it is the Zionists and the Jesuits. Here's a true fact. In the great nation of Israel, who I do support to a degree, and I want to be careful when I say that because I don't want to offend anybody, but they have a higher education program called Talpiot. Then they have a unit called Unit 8200. They have invented everything from Palantir, the software for the Five Eyes. They call it Four Eyes, but it's actually Five Eyes with Israel, the intelligence agencies. They control the manufacture of microprocessor chips via Intel. They invented the RFID chip. They have a huge hand in artificial intelligence. They are one of the world's leader in internet security. They invented facial recognition. And I could just keep going on and on and on. Every technology you see within this global surveillance system that was based on the lie of 9/11 has been created by Talpiot and 8200. So, you know, when you start connecting the dots, you're able to see where they're going with this and actually who's behind it.
Okay, so where's the best place for people to contact you and reach you, see more of your work?
www.freedom.social.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Will you stick around for my patrons?
You bet. I'd be happy to.